The ayes have it. Committee resolution number one is agreed to without objection.
Although today's first meeting dealt with housekeeping matters, the committee will get down to issues next week. They've scheduled a classified briefing on combat operations for Tuesday, then on Wednesday, an open hearing on the Defense Department's budget efficiency measures. It's unclear whether Defense Secretary Robert Gates will appear at the hearing. A committee spokesman says they're still in talks with DOD on that. The new chairman, Buck McKeon of California, has already signaled his displeasure with some of the changes Gates has announced, especially the plan to decrease the permanent size of the Army and the Marine Corps. The oversight plan adopted this morning says the committee as a whole is deeply troubled by that announcement and promises close scrutiny of any manpower reductions. McKeon says he has three broad objectives for the committee.
The committee will become very busy in the weeks and months ahead. While there's much to do, we can assure we are effective by focusing on a set of strategic priorities. My priorities include to continue our committee's strong tradition of providing our warfighters and their families with the resources and support they need, to conduct vigilant oversight to ensure our troops are deployed, that they have the equipment, resources, authorities, training, and the time they need to successfully complete their missions and return home. And finally, to invest in the capabilities and force structure needed to protect the United States from tomorrow's threats, while maintaining fiscal responsibility, accountability, and transparency from the Department of Defense.
The committee's oversight plan also promises to review changes in the structure of the Office of Secretary of Defense and advances on financial accountability. The plan says DOD's efficiency effort lacks credibility if the department can't produce audit-ready financial statements. As for the new committee rules, they have been updated to mirror the broader House rules on transparency, such as making bills and other documents publicly accessible prior to hearings. But they're also updating the names and shuffling the jurisdictions of some of the subcommittees. The intention is to have them oversee DOD missions rather than individual services. The Subcommittee on Air and Land Forces is now the Subcommittee on Tactical Air and Land Forces. They'll have jurisdiction over Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps acquisition programs, except for Marine Amphibious Assault Vehicle programs, space, strategic lift, strategic missiles, long-range strike, and IT. They'll also inherit all tactical aviation programs across all the armed services. The Sea Power and Expeditionary Forces Subcommittee will become Sea Power and Projection Forces. They'll take on Navy acquisition programs, Marines amphibious assault, seaborne unmanned aerial strike and deep strike bombers, and strategic lift programs. The Terrorism and Unconventional Threats and Capabilities Subcommittee becomes the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats and Capabilities. Their jurisdiction stays essentially the same, but they will oversee all science and technology programs rather than just DARPA programs. As those new subcommittees implement their oversight plan, both McKeon and ranking Democrat Adam Smith are promising they'll do their work free from party politics.
This is probably the most bipartisan committee in Congress. Without question, there will be things that we disagree on, but the overwhelming majority of the time, we will be working together to try to help the men and women who are serving in our armed forces, to help the bases in our district, bases across the country, to help their families, find any way we can to make sure that those brave men and women who are fighting to protect our country get absolutely every little piece of support that we can give them.
In that spirit, McKeon and Smith are planning to take road trips together over the coming year to visit military bases in one another's districts. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.